Ladies and gentlemen, Story Nuts, our bi-weekly, meaning two a week, Story Not Story podcast. We coming again.
Yep.
Coming at you again, another week.
We do two a week.
Yeah.
Every week that we want to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which
hasn't been for some time.
Yes.
But here we are.
Here we are.
And you want to know why we're here?
Why?
Because you, a few days ago, manipulated me into wanting to do the podcast again.
Yes.
Because you read me a comment from someone who said that they've listened to all the episodes over and over because mm-hmm. it's the only way they can go to sleep. And now I'm concerned about this person who can't sleep.
Yeah, I'm concerned about them too. So let's do a podcast.
And second, it's a twofold thing.
Yep. First, I'm going to move this closer because microphone.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then second, you came up here and saw me doing nothing, watching YouTube videos on my phone, and you said, do you want to record a podcast right now? We'll record it on my phone.
Yes.
So there was no opportunity for me to say no.
They call that, I don't know what they call that, but it's eliminating barriers.
Yes.
It's eliminating obstacles to get to your goal. Make it as easy as possible.
Yeah. I had to.
Like, we're not going to have to go downstairs. We're not going to have to set up a microphone. Mm-hmm. We're gonna have to, it's just right here, right now, podcast. Microphones on phones have gotten real good.
Hopefully.
Well, I mean, they're not as good as what we could have, but they're good.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're in our echo-proof studio.
It's very soundproof. There's like 84 rugs hanging up on walls around.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Except not, because we're just in our big open kitchen area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's going to sound great.
Listen, this podcast, Story Not Story,
mm-hmm.
Is the most successful podcast I have ever made.
Yeah. Which is why we stopped making it. I can't handle success. Yeah.
The thing is, you and I together,
mm-hmm.
it creates a certain magic.
Mm-hmm.
It creates a certain, there's a certain thing happening right here, right between us.
Right here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right here.
Uh-huh.
Do you feel it?
Yeah, it kind of tingles.
Maybe it's cold in here.
It's a little itchy.
It might be cold in here. That might be what you're feeling.
Yeah.
Anywho.
We're charming.
We're charming, AF. And so I thought we'd do a podcast. We used to tell stories on this podcast.
We could still tell stories.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
But we could also just talk.
We could just talk.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell a story about Gweep and Shpoop?
Here's the thing, everybody. Our daughter, what's her name?
Ava.
Ava or something. She likes to make up words. She likes to make up nonsense. And then the game we play is she'll make up nonsense. We'll pretend that it's a real word. Like, oh yeah, I used to eat florbity florp all the time,
mm-hmm.
or something. And she'll be like, no, that's not a thing. I'm like, ah, okay. And then sometimes she won't know if it's a thing or not. And she'll be like, well, wait, is that real? Are you joking?
Are you joking?
And one time she said gweep and shpoop while we were doing bedtime. And she asked if that was a thing. And I said, no, but we can make it a thing. We could make it characters in a story.
Uh-huh.
And then I told her a story about Gweep and Shpoop. And so now I have told several stories about Gweep and Shpoop.
Yeah.
Usually not great stories.
No.
But these aren't great stories either. Usually.
Often not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do
you want to tell a story about Gweep and Shpoop?
Let's tell a story about Gweep and Shpoop.
Okay.
Here's the thing. I'm going to try to remember a story that I told her, but I'm going to fail.
Mm.
But that's okay. It's going to be like a new story.
It'll definitely be like a new story to me because I haven't heard the ones that you've told to her.
And Gweep and Shpoop, their personalities haven't really been developed yet. They just kind of interchange.
And from what I've been told, because she has me tell Gweep and Shpoop stories sometimes too.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I have gleaned, their genders are also not, like, they're flexible.
They're flexible. They're flexible.
So
just got to make sure this is still recording, because that would be tragic if it wasn't.
Oh my gosh, I would be Yorius.
Oh boy, now I'm nervous.
Yorius.
Okay. Anyway, Gweep and Shpoop.
Yeah.
One day, once upon a time,
mm-hmm.
Gweep said, "Hey, Shpoop, let's go to the movies." And Shpoop said, "Hey, Gweep, okay, why are we yelling?" And Gweep said, "I'm not sure. Sorry, I just was excited. I like movies." And Shpoop said, "Okay, yeah, I'm sorry I yelled back at you. I feel bad about that. Here, hugs. And then they hugged.
Hugs.
And then they went to the movies.
Mm-hmm.
And they sat down in their aisle. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, no, first they got popcorn. They got popcorn.
Oh, yeah, you gotta get popcorn. Did they get butter?
They got butter. Well, Gweep's like, "I want some butter." And Shpoop said, "Not, I don't want butter." And then Gweep said, "I do want butter." And Shpoop said, "Okay." And then Gweep got one pump. And Shpoop said, "Well, if we're going to get butter, we got to get a lot. Sorry, I'm yelling again. I apologize." And Gweep, I forget if it was Gweep or Shpoop, Gweep said, "Okay." So then he pumped seven times. And there's pumps of butter. It's a very, yeah. It's
Wait, not, seven additional times? Is it eight altogether?
Yes, eight pumps of butter.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And then they also got
M&M's.
No, Bunch of Crunch. No. Well, Gweep got Bunch of Crunch because Gweep's go-to is Bunch of Crunch. So. Sure.
Shpoop wanted M&M's because it's delicious to take a bite of M&M's and a bite of popcorn at the same time.
Wow, you are identifying with Shpoop, mm-hmm. and I'm identifying with Gweep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep. Gweep got some Bunch of Crunch. Shpoop got some M&M's. They both had way too buttery popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went into the theater and they started eating the popcorn. They sat down in the middle aisles, started eating the popcorn, and they're like, "This is way too buttery popcorn." And then Gweep went back out, emptied it, bought more popcorn, and put less butter on it, and then came back.
That was a good call.
Yeah, yeah.
Wasteful.
Yes,
yes. But a good call.
Yeah.
What were they seeing?
They were seeing the Legend of Zelda movie.
Is that a thing?
No.
Okay. Are you joking?
No. Someday it might be, though, after the amount of money that Super Mario Brothers movie has made.
Sure.
Ada and I went to the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Oh, yeah.
And she wants to see it again, actually. Mm-hmm. Which is surprising, because while we were there, she wanted to leave. So,
yeah.
She always wants to. Actually, I notice she always wants to leave, like, during intense parts. Like, somewhat scary parts of movies or the play we just went to.
Mm-hmm.
We just went to Peter Pan. And during the, I think it was the pirates singing about just being bad.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted to leave.
Yeah.
Yep. Anyway.
Can't handle this conflict.
I guess so. Even though it sounds more like she's just tired and just wants to leave.
Mm-hmm.
But.
I actually thought that she was just tired and wanted to leave.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think there might be something to my theory. I think I'm a very astute individual.
Yeah.
And
you're super astute.
Yeah. Is this the second story we've done since we've had a kid?
Maybe. Yeah, we might have only done one, like when she was, I don't know, 7 or 8 months old.
Maybe. So.
A lot has changed.
The last time we were doing this regularly was, and we only ended up doing, I think, 20-some. But that was like 6 years ago, 7 years ago.
Oh, my gosh. It doesn't feel like it's been that long.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, was that story over?
No.
Okay.
They're watching a movie.
Okay.
And
Were we just talking while they watched the movie?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's what was happening.
You gotta let them watch the movie a little
right.
bit.
Right. Okay.
But they were having trouble seeing the movie because a giraffe was sitting in the front row.
What?
A giraffe, yeah. Just its head sticking way up.
Wow. Are Gweep and Shpoop humans?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Just a giraffe, like, wandered in.
Yeah. There was a zookeeper there who likes to take the giraffe out sometimes.
Wow.
It's very illegal.
And also just disrespectful. Why would the zookeeper not, knowing that you're bringing a giraffe to the movies, why would you not get a row, if not in the very back, at least toward the back?
Well, I think his thinking was, these rows are kind of small and this giraffe's body is very big.
That's true. Yeah, you probably got to be down in the front when there's like a big open area in front of the front row.
Yeah, but then Gweep suddenly remembered that he had a giant board, wooden board in the back of the car. They drove there, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And
so they're old enough to drive.
So, yeah. Well, that's debatable. So he went out to the car, got his board, sneakily carried it into the theater without anyone working there seeing, which was a miracle. Well, it helped that he hid behind the board while he did it. So they thought maybe there's just a board there.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got into the theater and he placed the board on the seats so that the giraffe could rest on the board to watch the movie. And then he went up to the front and he said, "Excuse me, that giraffe can fit in the row now because it can just go right up on that board."
Okay. I think I'm understanding the mechanics of this now. Well, okay.
See, when I tell stories like this to Ada, she doesn't know enough to question what I'm saying.
Here's my observation about this. It seems unlikely to work because in a movie theater, traditionally...
You haven't been to this movie theater?
Traditionally,
yeah.
The row in front is lower down than the row behind it. And so wouldn't the board be like this? Wouldn't it actually be a slide?
You haven't been to this movie theater.
So it's a movie theater where they're all just like straight ahead and no one can see except for the people in the front row.
You also didn't let me finish. It's kind of a board. It's more like a wedge.
Okay.
So.
Okay. That makes more sense.
With a rubber bottom so it doesn't slip.
A rubber bottom.
Rubber bottom.
Rubber bottom.
Rubber bottom.
Rubber bottom.
Yep. So they went up to the front and they said, "Excuse me, would you guys moving to my board, my wedge with a rubber bottom?" And they both said this in unison.
Uh-huh. "Would you guys moving to..."
Yeah, 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 yeah. Is that what I said?
They yes. said that in unison?
They said that in unison.
That's amazing.
And then they're like, "Oh, sure, yes, we moving now." And they got up and went to their row, and then Gweepish Gweep sat in the front, just as Link got the Master Sword in the movie.
And they missed a lot of the movie with this. They probably would have seen more if they just like looked around the giraffe.
Well, you don't know when Link gets the Master Sword.
Oh, my gosh. I'm just saying this endeavor probably took a while.
Yeah.
At least 10 minutes to go get the board, sneak it back in.
Yeah, yeah.
The wedge.
Yeah.
Get it set up.
Well, Gweep had already seen the movie.
And then ask them to moving back to the back.
Gweep had already seen the movie.
Okay, so Shpoop just missed it. Oh, no, Gweep went out.
Gweep went out, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shpoop got to stay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. So, they watched the rest of the movie. And then Shpoop finished his M&Ms. Or her M&Ms.
Their M&Ms.
And Gweep still had some bunch of crunch left, and Shpoop kind of wanted a little bit more. Because in the kerfuffle of going to the front, he lost some of his M&Ms. He dropped some.
They.
Well, he dropped they. Yeah. She's laughing, by the way. So we're pausing for laughter. And now she's crying?
I'm going to need a tissue.
Okay. Yeah. They dropped some M&Ms and they went to the front when they were going to the front. And so Shpoop asked Gweep, "May I have some Bunch of Crunch?" And Gweep said, "Oh, I love Bunch of Crunch!" They yelled it. And then they were kicked out because they were being loud.
I'm really surprised it took them that long to get kicked out of the theater.
And the zookeeper and the giraffe were kicked out long before. Like, they didn't even make it to the seat because once they got up, everyone was like, "Oh, that's a real giraffe right there!" And then they got kicked out too. But then Gweep and Shpoop went to the zoo, and the zookeeper had some M&Ms, gave them to Shpoop. And they all hung out, and they looked at the polar bears.
That's great.
With the giraffe. The giraffe loves looking at the polar bears.
I can't believe that they would just let the giraffe, like, even with the zookeeper saying that this is what we're going to do, you would think that someone else would step in and be like, you cannot take this giraffe to the movies and walk it all around the zoo. This is going to be weird for the polar bears. They do not inhabit the same habitat in the wild.
Well, when you run a zoo, you can do that.
The zookeeper runs the zoo?
Well, no, but you can make those decisions and berate the person who walks around the giraffe.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I will do that when I run a zoo.
Okay.
I'm going to run a zoo.
And berate people?
Yeah, okay. All the time.
If that's your goal, to be, if you want to be a boss or a leader of some sort of organization...
So that you can berate.
That just seems like the wrong path to go on. It just seems like the wrong motivation.
Speak for yourself.
I mean, I guess, who am I to say what motivates someone?
Who are you to say?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Who am I? And then they lived happily ever after.
Oh, good.
And they eventually saw the movie when it was streaming.
Mm. Mm.
But that's another story. Is that how we used to sign off?
I don't know. I don't remember. It's been so long. I think we would... I don't remember how we would end the stories, but then I think we would just say goodnight.
Still recording. Good.
Great. Mm-hmm. Good night. Sleep tight.
Oh, yeah. We would say goodnight.
Yeah. Because it's bedtime. Yeah. It's clearly bedtime right now.
So are we done? Is this the episode?
I don't know. Do we have anything we want to talk about?
I don't know. How are you?
We can just talk to each other.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I got a whole new wardrobe.
Yeah?
Because you made it for me.
I took you shopping.
You took me shopping. I did a whole video about it. That's going to come out in a few weeks, probably.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm enjoying clothes. I'm enjoying thinking about what to wear, actually. Even though the past few days I didn't go out, so I just threw on pajama pants and blah, blah, blah. But I'm enjoying clothes.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying it, and it's because of you.
I'm enjoying you enjoying clothes. You have a just like air of confidence about you when you are dressed and when you're out. And
I do, and I feel that because I think when I'm not in the past, it's just like, I'm just going to put clothes on to cover my naked body. And I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just, this is fine. This is probably fine. Am I dressed properly? I haven't put any thought into it, so I don't know. But now it's like, I put thought into this and I'm pretty confident that it's pretty good. So I'm better than you. No, that's not what it's about.
Yeah, you say I'm better than you a lot.
Yeah.
These days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As and always. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. No.
No.
So I got new clothes. I'm about to start doing acupressure. You bought me an acupressure mat, pokey things that I'm going to lay down on, make a whole video about that. Everything I do is for videos. That's the only reason I exist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to go interview at the end of the week. I'm going to interview a Green Bay Packer historian because I'm doing a documentary, working on a documentary about Japanese Green Bay Packer fans.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's going on in my world. What's going on in your world?
I took down most of our Christmas decorations yesterday on May 1st.
It's about time. I mean, yeah, as soon as April's over, it's Bah Humbug City.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I mean, honestly, we made it almost 6 months after Christmas.
You get something still, in your eye.
I probably do. Yeah. I don't know what.
That's okay.
Is it gone? I think it's just tissue.
Yeah, there, gone.
There
yeah,
we go.
From the crying.
Yeah, because it's so sad.
Yeah.
We made it almost 6 months after Christmas without taking down the Christmas decorations. And I kind of almost think that we should have just left them up. Because I pay someone to take them down and put them up because our roof line is pretty high.
Yeah,
I ain't getting up there.
Yeah,
and I'm just gonna have to pay him to come back again in like 4 or 5 months. Put them back up.
4 or 5 months is a while. In fact, I'm glad they're down. I'm glad we're in summer mode.
No, I am too. I might not put all of them back up next year. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like I say that every year, though. I'm like, oh, this is a lot of work, and then Christmas season comes around again, and I'm like, ooh, lights. I just get so excited.
You know what? This feels nice talking to you right now.
Yeah? Sorry, I just got a text.
We do talk throughout the day.
Sorry, I'm responding to a text right now.
Oh my God. Even while we're recording, I thought I finally had her. Okay.
Hello.
We do talk a lot throughout the day, but we don't ever sit down and talk. It's never like...
We talk all the time. Sitting down, standing up, walking.
You know what I mean.
I know.
And this is nice.
It is nice.
I mean, we didn't really say much, but it's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else you got going on?
I got to go to a meeting.
Yeah.
In just a little bit. I got to go to Target.
A meeting? Are you plotting? Mm-hmm. Are you plotting a heist or of Target?
I don't think I'm at
You're
liberty.
Pulling off a heist at Target?
I am not at liberty to say.
She's pulling off a heist at Target.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Okay. All right. What else is going on?
We just finished, nearly finished sort of a basement-y remodel. That's been
We did. Remember, if you've seen my cold shower video or any video that I'm... there's a lot of videos where I'm showering in the video. And
I'm meaning to talk to you about that.
Yeah. It looks like I'm in a dungeon, because I am. I'm in our basement shower, which is like corrugated metal throughout all over the walls.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not anymore. Now it's beautiful. It's beautiful tile.
Beautiful tile. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to showing you me in the shower in a video at some point.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, you're going to have to, because otherwise, mm-hmm. otherwise there's no way to show the shower unless you're in it, right? Right?
Yeah, there is no possible way to show images of a shower unless a person is in it.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yes, we all know that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's completely done, except the bathroom just needs to be, like, clean now.
Yeah, ugh.
Bleh.
Bleh. Okay, I think we're done here. I'm looking forward to another one this week, and then another one next week, and another one in the week. Another one in that week, and then another, and then two more the next week, and two more the next week. Just like previous weeks. Was this so hard?
No, it wasn't. But I do think it got kind of boring there at the end.
Well, then I guess we'll just cut it shorter after I'm done with telling a story.
No. We just need to have better things to talk about. Better banter.
Yeah.
Better banter.
I kind of enjoyed it. People listen to this to fall asleep anyway.
Well, that's true. Yeah. That's true. Then you're welcome.
What really inspired me to revive this was listening to Conan's podcast. And like big sections of his podcast are just him talking to his interns about mm-hmm. nothing, like we just did, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And it was entertaining, oddly.
Are they
comforting.
Interns?
Yes. He calls them interns.
Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to his podcast.
Yeah. Well, you don't like fun, so.
No. Famously.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go. There you have it, folks.
That's how we end it. Ready? On three. 1, 2, 3. There you have it, folks. Good night.
Good night.